Weather conditions across the Midwest are really not going to change a great deal over the next few days. We expect the best chance for showers and thunderstorms to occur in the region from southern South Dakota, portions of Nebraska and Kansas, to the east through Iowa and Missouri, down to portions of Illinois and the northern Delta. These areas will have the greatest chances for rainfall over the next few days, and rain totals will likely end up running 3/4 of an inch, upwards to 2 inches across some of this region. The precipitation will occur in waves, so it won't all occur at once, but those are totals for the entire period. We should be done with a lot of this precipitation by the time we get to the latter part of the weekend and into the early part of next week. For the most part, the eastern Midwest will not see nearly as much rain as some of the western areas. We'll expect to see 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch of rain occurring in the east, and the majority of the precipitation will be erratic there. We'll likely see the potential for a couple of 1-inch totals over the next 7 days, but for the most part, the precipitation is just not going to be well organized for that region. We'll expect to see a lot of the precipitation across the country to become more scattered as we move forward through the second week of the two-week outlook. And by that, I basically mean that the weather pattern will become something a little bit more typical of summertime across the region, at least from a rainfall perspective. A lot of this will occur, though, after the 10th of August. And from the 10th out through the 15th, we should see a little better rainfall and temperature distribution across the region. The majority of the temperatures here in this first week of the outlook will definitely be cooler biased in the north and near normal in the south. And I think that there's still potential for the air mass coming up here this weekend into early next week to be a little bit colder than advertised in the model data today. We're going to see a lot of upper 60 and 70 degree highs during the weekend and early part of next week across the northern portions of the Midwest. And we'll expect the southern portions of the region to get as cool as upper 70s and lower 80s. We've seen a lot of that already, and degree day accumulations across the region are obviously going to be a little bit below average, especially in the north. Crops are going to be in demand of a warmer scenario, at least as we move on into the heart and latter parts of August. If we don't get a significant warm-up, these crops are not going to have an opportunity to get caught up on some of their development. It will be important that some of the drier areas do get the rain that they need before we start into any kind of a warmer biased pattern, just so that we can keep crop moisture stress to a minimum. We've already shrunk down a lot of the dryness in the western Corn Belt with scattered showers in recent weeks. This forecast for the next 5 days across the western Corn Belt will assure that more of the region that has been too dry gets precipitation. One of the areas that's been driest is extreme western Iowa and easternmost sections of Nebraska down into northwestern Missouri and northeastern Kansas, and these areas will all have opportunity for rain beginning tonight and continuing on into the weekend. The precipitation should be mostly favorable for improving crops across that region. Now, there'll be other areas that still have some moisture deficits to deal with, but the majority of the precipitation that's coming up will provide adequate timeliness to the precipitation to prevent any area from becoming extremely dry. The second half of August will also have a little bit less in the sense of cold air across the country. We should see a little bit more typical summertime temperature pattern. Nothing excessively warm, but at least a better environment to support faster crop development. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.